The best part of the week is almost here.
The weekend.
This weekend.
Cheers to the freaking weekend. This is the Weekend Trend with Sandy Max.
Weekend.
The Weekend Trend is presented by Three Pillars Senior Living Communities.
Let's go.
Joined in studio by host of What's on Tap, WTMJ's Sandy Max.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready for this weekend?
What do you got? Is this another one of these perfect weekends where if you were out of town, you're like, I missed this.
Missing
I
everything.
Missed this, I missed that.
I'm trying to get to three things on Saturday. For
yeah,
real.
Right?
And I don't know that I can. But what I love that we have the Heritage Festival. So this is Polish Fest weekend. Pierogies, potato pancakes, piwo, all the good stuff, which is, I know a lot of people know, Polish for beer.
Yes.
Polka. I forgot that P.
Mm, yeah.
So much fun. And cooking demonstrations. You can learn how to make official stuffed cabbage, farmer's cheese donuts, Polish pickle soup. There's so much fun. Not only is there nonstop polka, even at the midgate when you walk in, there's polka music right there. So you just soak right in immediately. But they also have bands like the Britons are playing on Friday.
Okay.
Got the Whiskey Bells, Almighty Vinyl. But they have the cultural exhibits. You just can't help but learn and have fun and see the Polish arts and crafts.
Are the Britons the same Britons
yes,
as they've
they
always been?
Yes. Channeling the Beatles still.
It's unbelievable. One of my earliest memories of Summerfest, I'm not kidding you, was the old band shell, the old main stage, and sitting on the wooden bleachers because my mom wanted to see the Britons. And
take her back.
Right,
take her to Polish Fest on Friday.
And I'm like, I don't know about this. You know, grade school. You think I wanted to do that?
But it's classic music.
But now
it makes
I
everybody
look back
happy.
And I'm like, my goodness, that's a great privilege to have seen them.
It truly
still
is.
Doing
and
it.
You still
that's
can.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then now remember, it's a wonderful tradition that the Polish Fest starts with the Walk for Hunger and the Capuchin Walk. And then there's also the Sunday Mass, which is free. Archbishop Grob will be
that's
there
right.
with
mm-hmm.
Polish traditions in the Mass. So you can go Polish, you can go Greek. Tosa Greek Fest is back. And you think about all the Greek food. Opa! You've got the baklava, which I love, gyros, spanakopita, and one of my favorites. I got to meet the godfather of Saganaki, the flaming cheese. George Karioris will be there. He loves this whole process. You know, lighten up the cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Poof, yep,
and you get to have the big flambeau and share it with friends, and you get to meet the godfather of Saganaki. What a great nickname. And I asked George Karioris, like, did you give yourself the nickname? Remember, like, George Costanza was trying to name himself T-Bone back in the day?
Yeah, right.
No,
tough to self-gloss yourself.
He earned it from his peers, from his fellow
yeah,
Greek
yeah,
chef
right.
peers.
That's one you better earn.
So good stuff. Greek dancing, Greek food. Admission is free. The parking is free. Near the Tosa Public Library and the BMO Harris Bank, they've got their lot open. And just a great way to also tour the beautiful Saints Constantine and Helen Greek Orthodox Church. It's in Tosa there, about 76th and north. So we got Poland, Greece. How about the good old USA? The 75th Appleton Flag Day Parade is Saturday at 2 o'clock. Have you ever been to this?
That's a big one, right?
50,000 spectators yeah. are expected on the parade route. It
I
is,
think it's considerably bigger than their Independence Day Parade, isn't it? Like, this is their featured
this is,
event.
Yeah, this is what they're known yeah. for. Been doing it since 1950. And, you know, marching bands, military groups, vet organizations.
You know, various parade things.
Who's yeah, the Grand Marshal?
Why don't you just tell me who the...
The parade grand marshal is always the United States flag.
Hey! Yes. And then the special guest is, I don't know...
The American flag.
That's how they do it. So they still have someone of great import who is... Normally would be the Grand Marshal.
Carrying the flag.
If you love this parade and have gone many years, there's something to know. There is a new route this year on College Avenue. It's going to be from State Street to Drew Street, which is the same route that downtown Appleton uses for the Christmas parade. But I'd hate for anybody to get caught off guard. If it's your first time, though, rock on. That'll be fun on Saturday at 2 o'clock. Be part of history as we get into our America 250th celebrations. We have so many festivals. We have so many free music festivals. The first ever Guitar Town Music Festival in Waukesha is Saturday from noon till 8, right there on the Les Paul Performance Center at Cutler Park. And 6 Wisconsin bands, no cover bands at this festival, all 100% original music,
okay.
different
That's
bands
cool.
from around the state, Madison, Eau Claire, Kenosha, a couple of Milwaukee bands. And there's an instrument petting zoo for all ages. If you'd like to noodle around, test out an instrument. If you've got an old instrument that's hanging out in your basement or your attic, you can donate it there. So that way somebody who wants to learn can get their hands on it. And think about this. This is Les Paul's hometown. There's a raffle for a brand new Gibson Les Paul 70s custom in Ebony worth $4,000. Mm. You do have to be present to win at 6:15 on Saturday.
Okay.
But so that's part of the fundraiser because Chad Smith Foundation is one of the presenters of this first time Guitar Town Music Festival. I got to speak with Chad Smith last night on What's on Tap, and he is
This is dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, the drummer. Yeah. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Will Ferrell's lookalike. And you might have seen him on Saturday Night Live playing with Paul McCartney. He's living a good life this year, but truly giving back. He feels that after-school music programs were so important in his development that he started this foundation, the Chad Smith Foundation, launching it right here in Milwaukee.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's really special. So he's very excited about his foundation and about hopefully inspiring the next Les Paul legitimately with hands-on musical entertainment. So that is Saturday in Waukesha at Cutler Park. Then you got the Summer Solstice Music Festival on the east side. That's Saturday noon till midnight. Five different stages all around on the east side, including Black Cat Alley. And then you've got Heart Fest in Tosa, the 30th anniversary. Free, again, Love Monkeys on Friday, Saturday, Five Card Studs, and the Guffs, longtime Milwaukee band.
I haven't heard of any of those bands. are they new?
Is that, but totally Milwaukee, isn't it? And they've got a barbecue cook-off tasting and People's Choice voting. Ooh, and then you've also got for free music the East Troy Lions Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, where they've got a fireworks display on Saturday, a parade to celebrate America's 250th birthday Sunday at noon, followed by Kitty Tractor Pull at 2 o'clock. I'm entertained by that. Carnival rides, they've got a dart tournament, a washer toss tournament, lots of fun there this weekend. And wait a minute, if you love art, the Lakefront Festival of Art is back on the Milwaukee Art Museum grounds
that
Friday, Saturday, and
so
Sunday.
So much better since the Calatrava edition, and they do it where they do it, where you have the pavement and the tent.
Yes.
And I'm old enough to remember when they had it over like on the Veterans Park side, and it would rain every year for sure. Like
soft.
It will rain today. They would bring in the hay to try to soak up the mud, and just it's such a wonderful setting.
It
now
really
for this.
Is 145 different artists that you can meet. And I do want to mention right next door at Discovery World.
Turtle Fest.
Saturday, and Sunday, where you get to meet the turtles that live at Discovery World. You might see me there tomorrow at noon for Beep and Boop's birthday celebration. Box turtles that
all
live
right.
there, but you can get hands up. Beep and Boop, don't you want to meet Beep and Boop?
I like how you had to identify who you were talking about. Let's see, those are the turtles.
But yes, that is Turtle Fest, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Discovery World. So much fun to have.
If this weekend's lineup sounds fun, you'll want to check out our friends at Three Pillars Senior Living Communities, where top-notch events and activities are at the heart of everyday life on the beautiful Lake Country campus. Visit threepillars.org today.
And Sandy doing the Summerfest show, the big show, this Saturday at
Summerfest
11 a.m.
Summerfest Soundcheck, Sunday. An hour-long special Sunday at 11, talking with Sarah Pancari, President and CEO of Summerfest. Also, Kevin Kennedy, Chief Revenue Officer, getting their picks and what's new at the fest this year. Help you make the most of the fest.
Thank you, Sandy.